So, Nance, you want to talk about peas, is that it?
I do, because spring is here.
But the peas are not here yet. We plant them now, but they're not.
Have you planted?
I'm just about to plant all kinds of peas. I'm going to plant snow peas. I had a huge crop last year and got tons of snow peas and snow pea vines, pea pod vines. And long beans, do they count as peas?
Never. No, those are beans, and I love those, though.
Okay. Well, those are the only kind of peas I'm going to plant because the one thing in all the world that De Groot will not eat is peas. Can you believe it?
In any of their guises? I mean, she doesn't like fresh peas. She doesn't like canned peas. She doesn't like pea soup.
I don't think she likes anything to do with peas, and I can't figure it out.
Ask her, because my guess is when she was a kid, she was fed canned peas, which are so disgusting, it makes people not ever want to taste them again.
Really?
And, yeah, and as far as I'm concerned, there's not much more delicious than a fresh, frozen pea.
They're a terrific snack in the summer, just frozen right out of the bag.
Seriously?
Oh, you never did that?
No, I never did. That's great.
Oh, it's really good. On a really hot day, just grab some of those frozen peas and just pop them in your mouth. It's terrific.
Well, I would like that.
She won't even do that, then.
And you still married her?
Well, listen, I'm in no position to point a finger to anybody about the food phobia. And as far as I know, that's the only thing she won't eat. She's not a picky eater, but it's just something she has about peas.
I always try to keep a bag of frozen peas in the fridge, and we use them for everything, in pastas, stuff like that. But lately, I've been making a whole lot of split pea soup, and I found in my cupboard a Ziploc bag full of fresh local split peas that had been dried, and I made this Emeril Lagasse tweak this Emeril Lagasse recipe that I found online. You know, the secret to pea soup, which I've been making for years and never as good as this, rather than cooking the ham hock in with the peas and all that, you boil it first. You score it and boil it. Then you take it out and use the stock
that you created and add that to the soup.
So good.
How do you score a ham hock? By which I mean not how does one obtain a ham hock, but how does one put those little scoring marks as a bone?
No, there's enough meat on it. The whole idea is to get that meat off there. You know what I found? Smoked ham shanks, which work better. And I got them just in, you know, the regular old grocery store in the supermarket.
That's what I use, too.
Yeah, and the other thing is this recipe called for, as so many beans do, to soak these things overnight. But I just do that old trick where you put about 2 inches of water on top of the peas, boil them, put a lid on it, turn it off and let it sit for an hour, and then just throw those boys right in there.
Oh, that's a good tip. And then you dump the water, right, and then replace it with new water?
Right, but in this case, you don't need to because you have to add water to the stock, so you might as well use the stuff that the peas were cooking in. There's not much water left there. And, as I said, the ham bone stock.
Okay, well, these are all great tips. Can we get the Emeril Lagasse recipe to post
I think it? I can get you to link to that. But, you know, the funny thing is Emeril's recipe doesn't call for using that ham stock. It just says add 8 cups of water. And I said, what, are they nuts?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And add a little cayenne for heat.
Yeah, okay.
And I think the secret to really great pea soup is toasting rye bread. Listen to me. Make tiny little croutons out of rye bread and sprinkle those on top of your pea soup.
Oh, that would be good. That encourages me to make some pea soup. We'll have the recipe for you at kplu.org. Just click on Food for Thought. With Seattle Times food writer Nancy Leeson, I'm Dick Stein.